Peter, the hoax exposed again and again and again and again. Over and over again, politicians are being caught on hot mics, calling it political theater, and keeping up the illusion of social distancing, only to be caught without masks that they are unconstitutionally mandating others to wear.
So, Wendy,
I'm waiting so that we can do a political theater.
Folks, here's the bottom line. They know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell the truth. So let's get started. Did you see this hypocrisy? The D.C. mayor exempts lawmakers while mandating new mask orders for the people that she is to serve. Then next up, we have the Jezebelian governor, Gretchen Whitmer from Michigan, who told businesses that if customers do not comply with their unlawful orders, that they should not allow them to buy or sell. Then we have Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti looking out for your best interests when he said either comply or else. We will shut off your water and your electricity. What of the New Mexico governor? Well, she wants to show you her mercy and compassion in closing down grocery stores. Yes, you heard me right, grocery stores. And yes, of course, in all this, the people are being tested and gauged to see how far that they can go. As they say, friends, they will always do with whatever you let them get away with, and I'm here to tell you that they are. I ask again, where is it that these said representatives are getting their delegated authority from, if not from we the people? South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem publicly declared that she does not have the authority to lock down the state, also taking note that our religious freedoms were completely under attack. And as the virus rages and manufactured death tolls and virus statistics continue to skyrocket, say they, we then have Austin Mayer in early November, as health officials warned of an impending COVID-19 spike, Austin Mayer Stephen Adler hosted an outdoor wedding and reception with 20 guests for his daughter at a trendy hotel near downtown. The next morning, Adler and seven other wedding attendees boarded a private jet bound for Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, where they vacationed for a week at a family timeshare. One night into the trip, Adler addressed Austin residents in a Facebook video, "We need to stay home if you can. This is not the time to relax. We are going to be looking really closely. We may have to close things down if we are not careful.
And then we need to, you know, stay home if you can. This is not the time to relax."
And in spite of all these living out the truth of the matter and their hypocrisies and lying to the people, you have the Louisiana governor getting caught in his own deceptions while golfing and gathering with his friends. You know the rest of the story, friends. No mask, no social distancing. Then while they are being exposed like a bunch of good little devils that they are, in turn, they play the victims. Even going so far as to call them that call them out for who and what it is that they are. You know, them that took their lessons from the likes of a Joseph Goebbels, Adolf Hitler's minister of propaganda, who said, "Accuse others of what you are guilty of." Well, you may say, that's a little extreme, Bradley. Yeah, I agree. But listen to Californian Mayor Rex Paris when he said, "Not wearing a mask in public is an act of domestic terrorism." Again, friends, pay attention as to who they are accusing of being terrorists. And of course, we have then CNN's own useful idiot Chris Cuomo smoking a cigar at a Long Island restaurant with friends and, of course, without a mask. This coming shortly thereafter, where Cuomo was calling it a propaganda move by the said president during that time for removing his mask at the People's White House. Now, in conclusion, this short video is really an expose. Not just the criminals that are in fact working for special interest groups. Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, "The choice before us is plain, Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, "In regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, "We shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I've got much to carry today, friends. I really do. And I want to get to a story that you all need to hear. This needs to be shared wide and far, let me tell you, to say the least. It's a story of a lady who endured the COVID propaganda. She was at the end of it, and she's got a story to tell you. And I listened to it the other day, and I said, you know what? This has got to take precedent on the radio show. So what we're going to do is we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. I want to show you some things in the process just to wake you up. It's our job to reprove the deeds of the wicked, friends, and darkness, Ephesians 5:11, and it's exactly what we're doing. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but you notice that all these military movies coming out, they'll come out sporadically. Sometimes I'll come out in a row. And the majority of the time, like when you've seen Lone Survivor, which was Operation Red Wing, you've seen American Sniper, that was Operation Iraq, and all these other movies that come out. If you really pay attention to what those movies are about, they're calling cards to raise up another generation, to influence a generation to stand their ground for the homeland concerning America. And what most people don't realize is, did you know that that was coming from the Defense Department of the United States of America, who hijacked Hollywood back in the 1960s? The military-industrial complex is also a part of that little alliance, Isaiah 28, verse 18. So is the CIA. What movies might you say were made by these individuals? Again, I want you to understand the reason that they're a part of the movie-making process is because they want you to believe that everything that our government does is right on. And what they want to do is, under false pretenses, is stand behind the mask of being something that they're not. When we go back to 1997, did you know that they made the movie Air Force One? We go down and we can see a whole list of them. I want you to see the list of these on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com again. And I want you to just see these lists of Batman and Robin, this vigilante sentiment, Bombarder, Black Hawk Down, all these movies that make you a patriot, they're behind it because, again, they want to use you as a shield to give the message to the world that everything that we do is justified over here when, in fact, it is not. And they're using the blood of our boys in the process. And, you know, something to think about, too, is when you consider what Henry Kissinger said of our military, speaking of these military movies that they're responsible for creating. What did he say? He said our military men are just dumb, stupid animals. So these people that are behind the military-industrial complex, behind these unconstitutional wars, using the blood of our boys, he said that our military men are just dumb, stupid animals, only to be used as pawns in foreign policy. These are the same people making these movies, friends. Same exact movies. And you would think that they would be, you know, teaching you or indoctrinating you in other ways. Well, they are doing that as well. But what they're really trying to do is sell us that we are patriotic and everything that we in our government do, we're agreed and we're in agreement with what they're doing. When in fact, the opposite is true. And again, what they want to do is they want to sell these calling cards, these movies to you, so that they can, again, strengthen you in a false sense of being an American patriot and that our government can do no wrong. When in fact, you should see the heinous crimes that our government has is responsible of committing and for committing across the globe. On so many different levels. It's sick. We have 737 military bases in, what, 140-some countries, and there's 162 countries, I believe. It's pretty crazy to see what's going on here. Let me show you some more here that the military-industrial complex, the DOD, the CIA, are a part and are involved in making concerning patriotism throughout the United States. Here's another one for you. You guys will all know this one, Top Gun. Top Gun is one of the movies that they were sponsoring, a movie that they were responsible for creating. Top Gun in 1986, Top Gun in 2022, that was Maverick. That was one of the biggest sellers ever. Twisters, the movie Twister 1, Twister 2, they're also conveying to us through predictive programming and forecasting. That's what they're doing inside of these movies. How many of these movies today can we go back to if we're movie watchers and just say, oh, I remember when I seen that, like back in the future, that just happened 45 years later. Well, that's predictive programming, and it's a foretelling. And for those that don't know, this is nothing new under the sun. This is what these said globalists are responsible for doing because they're adhering to what? Ancient myth and ancient tradition concerning how they want to keep their subjects, the people at large, under their control. And what they like to do is they like to predictively program in forecasting what things that are coming, and that would be considered a false prophet. So don't ever think for one moment that the Spirit of God is behind this. No, when we read the Word of God, we can call them for who they are, and that's exactly what we're doing right now. But all of these patriotic movies that the DOD, the CIA, and the military-industrial complex are responsible for creating, did you know another one, speaking of which, was JFK? Isn't that crazy that they'd make a movie in such a fashion? Well, if they're not, you know, trying to create national sentiment and where the American people come together under the flag of who these people want you to believe that they are, well, then what they're doing is they're just trying to blatantly create domestic insurrection by creating drug dealers, teaching young people how to commit the crime, how to rape, how to fornicate, how to do this, that, and the other thing. And all of you older generation, don't just think it was the younger generation, because in your generation and in your upbringing since the 50s that I know of, there has been soap operas that have been played and sponsored by satanic organizations in the United States of America. So this started long ago. Don't blame your kids for what they're tolerating. It was John Wesley that rightly said what one generation tolerates, the next will embrace. That's right. That's wisdom will be justified by your children in Luke 7:35, and it's exactly right. So don't blame your kids for the way that you raised them up, Proverbs 22:6. And that goes pro and con on so many different levels. But I wanted you to see this because I don't want you to think that these things that are going on out there concerning what Hollywood is spewing out, you know, I mean, they are the demoralizers of the world, not just the United States of America. And the American people need to hold them in check and hold them accountable for the crimes that they have been advocating, along with the politicians, along with the Supreme Court, and along with these corrupt, they're not actors, folks. They're sellouts. They're pawns is what they are. And this, again, crosses over into every aspect of American life concerning what the spirit of the world wants to promote through a spirit of Antichrist. It's unlawful in this country. And if you go back even to Hollywood Land, which it used to be called Hollywood Land, all of that property back in the 1900s was given to churches free to build their parsonages up. I don't know if you know that. 1968 is when the church said they didn't want to be responsible anymore. We're going to come right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
My family and I began listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio 5 years ago after meeting Bradley Dean and his wonderful family at an event here in Michigan. I was so intrigued with his enthusiasm and passion to share the truth that I decided I must begin listening to the daily feeding to see what these men were actually offering up. Time and time again, all I find is SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com are constantly and only pointing to the lawful truths found in our Lord's Word and expounded upon in our Constitution. I have been through some insanely rough and crazy times since becoming a boat-rocking daughter of liberty, and the Sons of Liberty is always there, pointing towards the truth and leading in action. The Heikola family loves this life-changing ministry, and we cannot say thank you enough.
The world is yet to see what God will do with and for and through and in and by the man who is fully consecrated unto him, D.L. Moody.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Okay, I just want to make a run through really quick before we get to this. I'm going to play the duration of it in just a couple minutes. I want you to see this because we're hearing more and more of this, the comparison to Adolf Hitler's Germany in the 1930s as to what's being rolled out in America today, what's transpiring here. It is, are we asleep as the Germans of the 1930s? Notice that was written back in 2013 by yours truly, okay? I was led to read it, Romans 8:14. In the process, I did that. Listen to what Karl Deunitz says. He says, politicians brought the Nazis to power. Who was it that brought the Nazis to power? Along with the evangelicals of the day, the politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war. They're the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. Are disgusting crimes being promoted by those that are tolerated in the halls of government today? Yep, they are. But again, let's keep our eyes fixed on the fact that we're seeing history repeating itself today in a very real way. The same outlet, WorldNet Daily, I just talked to Ron Strom from over there last week, also promoted in 2025, okay? How many years later is that, friends? Yeah, I just wanted to make sure we were all on the same page. 12 years, right? Yeah. In the process, what does it say? Chinese military buildup. How many times have I warned of China in Russia? Noticed in Minneapolis and across the country as well, they have Chinese secret police departments in the United States of America. There is a high influx of Chinese nationalists coming into Michigan. The Navy recruiting center in San Diego, California. It's all Chinese. Just so you know what's going on here. So this should come as no surprise as to how you're being infiltrated. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Hey, folks, regardless if something was happened tomorrow, it matters not. I'm doing my job here by blowing the trumpet and making you aware of the fact that it's not a Trojan horse that the enemy's coming in on. Okay, the politicians have sold you out, they've kissed you, and they've sold you out for 30 pieces of silver. And what they're doing is they're inviting the enemy now to come into the United States of America. Again, as I said, not in a Trojan horse, but right in the face of all of us to see exactly what is happening here. And the people still refuse to deal with the corrupt. Okay, look at this. Chinese military buildup. Posted World Net Daily 12 years later. Chinese military buildup largest since Nazi Germany in the 1930s. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting that China's calling for a global order and Russia's calling for a global order, and yet the mainstream media in America's going back and forth with our said voted in, right, our elected candidates that are occupying the people's White House, bannering back and forth like pro wrestling at its very worst, like we're enemies with them. No, we're the ones responsible for allowing our politicians to create it in the first place. This has been going on since, friends, the 1930s under Prescott Bush and George Bush and the Bush regime. Okay, they're not Christians, folks. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. They are devils in the guise of Christians, and if people knew the Bible, they would identify them right off the bat. But they don't want to identify them. They want to believe them and give them the benefit of the doubt, right? We don't even want to judge them by their fruit. We just want to take them for their word, because who are we to judge, say, those that don't understand Scripture? Yep. Put that up against Deuteronomy 4, verse 6, when you get a moment. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up, friends, is because it is at play concerning a created global order. And they're using the Chinese, and they're using the Russians, and all those that they have sold to you and cast into your minds by your mainstream media and the foreign powers that are trying to create a global order. They're trying to tear down your infrastructure. We were just told last week that there's over 1,000 sleeper cells in the United States of America. Germany did the same exact thing. Adolf Hitler used the Muslims as mercenaries to kill off his political opposition. There's nothing new that is happening today that hasn't happened before. You want me to take it right to the People's White House and give you greater specificity? I'll do so. You all seen this. This is called casting it in your teeth. This devil witch right here, Hillary Clinton, who's been given a free hand, who was never prosecuted by the one that told you that he would prosecute her, right? Who called her right after he was elected, telling the American people how we owe her a major debt of gratitude for our service. It didn't stop there, friends. Donald Trump then went to the news and told us that the Clintons are good people. Well, I want to show you how good they are. This guy on the right here, social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704, getting back to what I'm highlighting here on the Gateway Pundit, Biden to award Hillary Clinton and George Soros, this guy right here who admitted spoiling the goods of those that were evicted from their homes and then cast into what? Concentration camps. I'm going to get to that, so keep that thought on the top of your head, okay? This is him right here. His name is George Soros. His son hangs out with many of your governors and attorney generals across the United States. They all tell you that he's an international war criminal, but if you pull the curtain back, you're going to find out that they're actually taking money from the likes of this individual. But this guy right here, this devil, John 8:44. Just like his father, John 10:10, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, This witch right to the left of her, who's been exposed 1,000 times in the face of the world, who's got a big smile on her face, acting as if she's impervious or indemnified herself in some way of the consequences of the laws that she has broken. Well, it may be temporal, but it still doesn't explain the cowardice of the American people to tolerate it. But that aside, friends, it says Biden to award Hillary Clinton and George Soros Presidential Medal of Freedom. They're telling you, friends, these pawns, these Judases in office across the boards are telling you who they work for, is what they're doing. This guy right here is getting a Medal of Freedom along with none other than Hillary Clinton, because they've made a world, they made a world, or made world a better place is what it says. They made world a better place. Just so you understand what's going on here, okay? I wanted to show you this as well, because this is going to happen again. We're going into wave two right now. I need a name and where they're from, please. You guys all know who Catherine Austin Fitz is, right? She's the one that told us some time ago that Trump put in $10 billion into a program to depopulate the United States of America. And if you want to question her credibility, go ahead and do it. But question the credibility of the one that you're trying to justify before you do so, because you're going to find that you have nothing to defend the crimes that have been committed against you or people on a worldwide basis in any sense of the word. But Catherine Austin Fitz was on this guy named Greg Hunter show, and Greg was trying to talk about how awesome Donald Trump was, and she stopped him right in the middle of it and said, wait a second. Trump is the one, the father of the vaccine, who's still promoting it today in spite of all of the people that have been murdered by this bioweapon. She said Trump put $10 billion into a program to depopulate the U.S. Boy, it sounds like old Donnie's working for someone, doesn't it? Well, she's got something else she needs to tell you, and I want you to hear it, friends. This is Catherine Austin Fitz trying to warn the American people and people on a worldwide basis all over again, and here she is to say it and to tell you firsthand.
I looked at the vaccine mandates from a different point of view, because for many years I worked as an investment advisor, and many of my clients came to me because they had been touched by what I would describe as healthcare fraud, a lot of it associated with vaccinations. So they had had their finances terribly harmed by vaccine injury and the cost of vaccine injury. You can see a vaccine injury in a family can literally wipe out an entire family's, you know, it can wipe out generations of savings. It can be very, very destructive. And I had spent a lot of time researching and trying to understand why we wanted to inject, you know, poisons, and why pharmaceutical companies were being allowed to do so much harm with less and less liability over time. And I have come to the conclusion, and this is a personal opinion, Moderna, at one point, the chief financial officer at Moderna described the mRNA technology, because these are not really vaccinations, they're gene therapy. He described the mRNA technology in the Moderna and Pfizer injections as an operating system. And just as the tech billionaires rose to great wealth by putting an operating system in your computer and then getting you to update it regularly with viruses, and then presumably giving the intelligence and military a backdoor so that they could do complete surveillance. You know, this is the basis of much power and much wealth. I truly believe that there is a good possibility that the leadership believes that they can use gene and mRNA technology to literally install an operating system in all of us.
We'll be right back. I'm going to play this video that the whole world needs to hear. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The law of the land. The general misconception is that any statute passed by legislators bearing the appearance of law constitutes the law of the land. The U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land, Article 6, Section 2. And any statute to be valid must be in agreement. It is impossible for a law which violates the Constitution to be valid. This is succinctly stated as follows. Marbury versus Madison. All laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. Where rights secured by the Constitution are involved, There can be no rulemaking or legislation which would abrogate them. Miranda versus Arizona. President Theodore Roosevelt was right when he stated that the things that will destroy America are prosperity at any price, peace at any price, safety first instead of duty first, the love of soft living, and the get-rich-quick theory. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
My name is Joe Sparrow, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. At first, when I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly to his message, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. God calls to the Christian churches today. It is to come forth from their hiding place, just as Elijah came forth, and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God, and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. John G. Lake. E.M. Bounds was correct when he stated that God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people, he said, compose an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is, said E.M. Bounds, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. The army of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that crowns it all.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing! BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I got Sal calling from Colorado. Welcome, my friend. How are you? And what is it that you want to throw out there for us all to hear?
Well, I just want to say that if you're not sure how bad the Clintons are, I could direct your attention to the Clinton Cash book. There's a film, and it's just they've been doing things like you can't even it's unprecedented, you know, causing all kinds of corruption throughout both of their careers, financially, with regard to health and the well-being.
Yeah, I mean, there's the documentary out there that was a friend of Joseph Ferris from WND that actually did the documentary on the Clintons. I'm very well aware of it. Not only was he the biggest drug dealer, but there's over 200, 300 people that are dead around the Clintons for the crimes that they have committed. And they've been doing this for a long time, Sal. So, yeah, it's very well known. It's called Clinton Chronicles is what it's called. So I'm totally aware, I guess, is what I'm trying to convey, my friend.
Oh, I knew you would be. And Joe Biden pardons his son and gives awards to Mrs. Clinton. This is
crazy.
This is not a surprise. Yep. And now let me just say one other thing. Any of you that think Donald Trump is so great, you got to remember one of the people he pardoned was Charles Kushner, Jared Kushner's father, who had a bunch of corrupt real estate deals and was in jail, but he sprung him. Know who your enemy is.
Exactly. Exactly. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and piggyback that right now. If you guys go, thank you, Sal. If you go ahead and look online right now, friends, you're going to see Trump issues commendations to Operation Warp Speed members, including Fauci and Burks. I honestly don't understand why every radio affiliate in this country is not picking this show up to make the people aware of the truth of the matter. And I want to tell you why, because the gatekeepers are the ones that are stopping the information, because that politician just happens to be their favorite, regardless of all of his faults. Well, let me tell you about your faults. He's the father of the vaccine. He's the one that came up with the $10 billion, he stole tax dollars from the American people, and he aimed it at a depopulation scheme, said Catherine. I just got done showing you this piece. Matter of fact, if you need to see it again, I'll go ahead and show it to you. Trump puts $10 billion into a program to depopulate the U.S., and this is happening because you people don't want to come to terms with the fact that you don't have the understanding that tyrants are loved, they're not hated. That's what you don't get. Do you think that these tyrants are gathering all these people in support because they're selling themselves as ones that want to kill them off? Are you out of your mind? The problem is I think a lot of them really are out of their mind, friends. But it's the gatekeepers in this country that are the problem concerning the information that we keep trying to convey to you. And it's important that you know what it is. And the fact of the matter is the one that you're putting back in so it can reoccupy is they're going to try to use them to finish off the job. Because you're already hearing all of these pro-said vacciners, right? Pro-vaxxers that can't wait until Trump gets in there, because right when he gets in there, automatically, just out of nowhere, here comes all these viruses again. It's psychological warfare, and they're browbeating you as they're creating unconstitutional policies through administrative laws, trying to give power over to the Department of Health in your states throughout the United States. Florida's one of them. South Dakota's one of them, lest you thought otherwise. So they can go ahead and continuously do the things that they do. Matter of fact, if you go, I'll give you an example. Ron DeSantis sold himself as a good guy, has nothing to do with this, just like Kristi Noem. She was lying through her teeth the entire time. Now she's the head of the Department of Homeland Security. She was lying. She gave power to her subordinates to go ahead and do whatever they wanted to do. She didn't want anything to do with it publicly because she was taking a step from there as a governor over to the head of the Homeland Security. Folks, by the way, Homeland Security, it's not about them protecting us from them, foreigners. You see them, they're actually busing illegals into America. You do realize this, right? I just wanted to make sure they've been busted several times doing that. Wasn't that whole unconstitutional agency put up to defend the people and defend the borders concerning what took place or after what took place on September 11th? Yep. And who have they used it against? You and me. And now Kristi Noem's going to be the head of it. Ron DeSantis, SB 2006, what is it? He gave authority mysteriously, created it out of nowhere, assuming authority that people never delegated to him, and he gave it over to the Department of Health in Florida, where they can go at will, and they can quarantine you and vaccinate you at will. Go ahead and prove otherwise. 281-845-4704. How many times I have heard people say, oh man, he's a real good guy. I guarantee you could get any one of these snakes over to your house for dinner and you would probably love them within the first 5 minutes. They've exercised themselves in lying and covetousness just the way that the Bible tells us so. They're your enemy. I mean, Judas was within the camp, although Jesus knew who he was. He was the son of perdition, but the apostles didn't even know what Judas was doing until the end, right? The Lord brought him to the light. Well, guess what? He's given us light to see these scoundrels for what they are and who they are. And that's exactly what we're dealing with on a nationwide basis. So the best that you have, they're still leveled at you, Americans. They're still leveled at you. What the problem they're having is the lawful that are in government. And we thank God for every one of them. That's their problem. And their objective is to define a domestic terrorist as to who we are to get rid of us, because we're what impedes the way to a global order, said none other than who? Well, the guy that they're giving him an award. And I'm talking about George Soros. He's the one that said, you're the problem, Americans. But I have to get over to this really quick. And what this is a young lady from, she's from, there she is. She is from South Australia. I'm going to play the duration of this, and I've got more videos to play after this, and then I'll take these phone calls, 281-845-4704. You're just going to have to hold on, please, and listen to this audio, because it's important that the whole world hears this. We are going to finish playing this.
Everyone, my name's Maria, and I stand here today as a COVID survivor. As all of you, I'm sure, would agree, we have lived through the biggest con in history of our time over the last 3 years. In December 2021, the South Australian government considered me to be the most dangerous living woman in the state. I know, I look the part, don't I? Saying that, I put the whole state at risk despite never having laboured under an infectious disease. And to this day, never had COVID. It was simply because of my refusal to take part in an experimental jab, which we now know to be the biggest scam in history. The biggest human experiment.
All just started
recently,
here in America.
AstraZeneca, as Tricky already mentioned, admitted publicly that they are withdrawing their vaccine from the market because it's causing serious side effects.
No such thing.
Just to remind you all, this is the same vaccine that the government told us was safe, effective, and free. Now, which of those promises did they meet? None. Now, you're probably thinking, so what happened to this dangerous living woman standing here today? In December 2021, I was a healthy 30-year-old woman who contributed to society, had a career, life aspirations, a partner, and no criminal history. But apparently, that was a crime. Because that year, I was maliciously stalked by South Australian police, arrested and imprisoned, where I spent 2 weeks in solitary confinement at the women's prison. Fun fact, the day that I was arrested, South Australia reported zero new cases. It was deadly to be alive, a deadly time to be alive. It all started when I was returning back to South Australia from Uluru, and my mum and I were denied entry into South Australia because they had closed their borders to unvaccinated residents.
That's exactly what Hitler did.
The irony was that vaccinated international travellers were allowed into the state. A few years back, who would have thought that travelling between borders would be considered a crime, particularly for those choosing to maintain their bodily autonomy? So we were told by South Australia police to drive back to the Northern Territory in the dark. Being two strong Ukrainian women, we refused to do so and offered South Australia police to pitch our tent and become their personal liability. Lucky we did, because that day NT announced a hard border closure to all non-NT residents. So essentially, we were stuck in no man's land. This is a very similar parallel to Nazi Germany, where you leave one country.
Did you hear that,
but you're never allowed to enter another country.
I just want you to hear that. She said this is exactly what Nazi Germany did. There's more to come. But this is the thought I told you to hang on concerning the top of your head about 10 minutes ago. That's exactly what I wanted to highlight. But I also want you to pick up on the fact that there's more to come concerning those that were behind these barbed wire fences. Many of the survivors came forward and told the people this is exactly what Adolf Hitler did. But I'm going to show you that in a moment. We're going to finish this. We got a hard break, but when we come back, I'm going to take Pat, and then we're going to go ahead and get back to this video.
And you're not allowed to go back to the country that you left. We reminded this to the two police officers on duty at the border. This thought provoked the police and made them feel uncomfortable and alarmed about the fact that Marla Checkpoint was soon going to become a refuge to the unvaccinated.
Okay, so we're going to take a hard break. We're going to come right back. I'm going to take this phone call, 281-845-4704, and then I'm going to get back to this video, and then I'm going to play that final video. We got one more segment left. Again, we'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi there. I'm Ken Crow, ConservativeDailyBriefing.com. I just want to tell you, I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. If you feel like you need a shot of good old-fashioned patriotism today, get out and hear Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
My name is Joe Sparrow, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. At first, when I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly to his message, I realized that was really badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
BBSRadio.com. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment, folks. My goodness. If we run into the fact that we didn't finish everything during this next segment, just hang on till the show ends, and then we'll go ahead and finish it on social media platforms. I'm going to go ahead and take Pat from Colorado. What say you, Pat?
Hey, Bradley. First of all, I enjoyed Stephanie very much on Sunday. That was wonderful.
Awesome.
Secondly, I had a little bit of trouble, I think, trying to articulate in a succinct fashion with your screener, but I'll give it a shot. I totally agree with everything that you say about the incoming administration. As a matter of fact, so many of the Trumpers that I know, the Christians, I have turned on to try to at least listen to your show. And so the thing that I don't understand sometimes is, for example, and I know you're very polite with your guests, but when you had the sheriff on recently, towards the very end, you asked him about what he thought about Trump or the incoming administration, and he seemed to be very positive about what was going to happen, the wall, you know, Musk,
yep.
Ramaswamy, without mentioning their names. And I know that you're polite, and I do the same thing when I have people over to my home that I disagree with.
Yeah.
To try to be polite if I've invited them over. But I just don't understand why, like, for example, what you just showed with that video where the woman called out the person that she was speaking with and saying, hey, this is what Trump has done. He's the father of the vaccine.
Yep.
Why is it that so many of these people that obviously respect you seem like they come in and they have no clue as to what you think about this incoming administration and the positivity with which they
talk about him.
It's kind of disturbing.
Oh,
actually,
it is. It is. It is very disturbing. As a matter of fact, if I was going along with everybody else, I would probably have very little time to do radio at all, Pat. I see it everywhere I go from people I thought better of. Here's mm-hmm. the deal. When I bring guests on the show, just like you said, there's a couple where I'd like to get them on the show and just have at it. Back in the 1600s, reformers, for example, when they would debate the word of God, they were literally at the top of their lungs yelling at each other. Somehow or another, the American mm-hmm. people just think that is impermissible today. Why? I don't know. But here's the deal. I already know where Richard Mack is at. Richard Mack, okay. I guarantee you, Pat, knows I am the troubler in this country. Sheriff Lamb is the same way. Mike Adams is the same way. I'm a preacher. I preach the word. Every one of these guys know exactly where I'm at. And you know what's worse is they think I'm wrong, yet they refuse mm-hmm. to look at the fruit hanging on the branches of the administration. I got other friends. Alex Newman, he's a friend of mine. And you know, the thing is I can't have them on the radio show and tell them what they better say and what they better think. Because if I did that, then everybody would be like, well, Bradley, give him an opportunity to say what he wants to say. I don't want to shout them down. But if I was to get up on the radio show every day with these people and mm-hmm. every time I hear politicians do it all the time, and it's like the listeners and the viewers got to be like, Bradley, we already know that. Bradley, we already know that. Well, what they don't understand is the person that I have on the other line right now doesn't know that. And what happens is people are going to get bored with it soon enough. But I can tell you this because I've done events with Richard Mack. I've done events with Mike Adams. They know where I'm at. And I don't care to debate where they're at because the difference is, Pat, and I'm not saying this to be cocky or arrogant, I'm right.
No, I know you are.
And so do they.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah, and so do they, Pat. And that's the problem. But what you're talking about, how it's disturbing, I 1,000% agree with you. It's totally disturbing. How is it that you, of all people, don't get what's going on here? And I want to go back to Pat and just make one more point, at least on my end, and I'll give you the last word. But when I had Richard Mack on, I was asking him because I didn't catch the guy's name concerning Donald Trump's appointee to go ahead and deport all these illegals. I said, so this incoming administration, I didn't catch that guy's name, I said to him, but what's your pulse on him is what I said. And I wish I'd have had his name. It would have been a little bit clearer and a little bit cleaner as far as making sense to the people. But I didn't catch his name, and I really did want to know, what is your take on him? Is he an upright guy? Is he a politician? Why has he been appointed? And I think over and over what we see time and time again, and I could use the same word in a different way, 50,000 times over, what they do is they promote these guys. They sell them out once they get into office like they always do, and then they just want to ignore it until they find another politician that tells them what they want to hear again. And they refuse to come to repentance. It's a sad day in America. But I am right, and I know I'm right about it. But I can tell you this, if I get someone that's on the show and they're insincere about it, they're going to get it. They will definitely get it. And I can't have a guest on the show and tell them what they're supposed to say and what they're not supposed to say. As a matter of fact, right now, I'm working on getting Candace Owens on the show. I'm working on getting Charlie Kirk on the show. I'm trying to get Jack Hobbs on the show. I'm trying to get Ben Shapiro on the show right now. You know why these guys avoid me like the plague? Because they know I'm right.
Right, and you tell the truth.
They don't like it.
I wanted to say that Yeah, I really do use you as, I don't watch any TV. I really do use you as my news source because I trust you say, check me, check me, check me.
Yes.
And you're absolutely to the core of being totally honest and above board. And you just cannot find that anywhere. And like I said, I have so many quote unquote Christian friends who are, oh my goodness, if you could listen to this Trump stuff, you would be sick.
Yep.
And I tell them, I forward some of your talks, I send it to them. I say, please listen to this, or I picked up some of your books and I've forwarded it to people, especially the children of the apostate.
Yep.
Because so many of these people believe in the we're going to all be up in the air. I mean, it's just the craziest stuff going on.
Yep.
And to try to help them, like you say, or Stephanie even said, you know, sometimes if you speak the truth, people come at you and they really don't like you for it, but you have to kind of do what's right and try to help people. And I know that you're speaking the truth because you really do love the Lord. And that's the main part of it for me, which is why, you know, we listen to you, my family, and I try to pass your word along. And I do appreciate everything that you do, both you and Stephanie.
Amen. Thank you, Pat. And again, I just want to reiterate, thank you for that phone call. I got about 3 minutes left. I want to play this, but I wanted to play a couple more videos, which I will do. So after the show is over at 2:58, my time, Central Standard Time, I'm going to play the rest of the video. So don't go anywhere, folks. But I do want to say this. This is exactly why these people ignore me. If you go on to sonsoflibertyradio.com, all of these people that I call out, I first give them the opportunity to jump on the show with us. And I'll try to reach out and get them on the show. And I'll give them probably two or three shots, maybe four or five sometimes. And if they don't respond to me, I take them to task. Because I know they know who I am. Rand Paul's one of them. The ACLU is one of them. The SPLC is one of them. Folks, all of those that have accused this ministry or have accused the righteous or the church in the United States of America, I want to tell you, I have been, and so has Tim Brown, we have been faithful to the Word of God without compromise, both sides, both morning show and the afternoon show. We are not giving you our opinions. This is why Tim has guests on his show constantly. This is why I play from the horse's mouth what they're saying and what they're doing. And what I hate doing more than anything here is coming back 12 years later saying, I tried to tell you in 2013 exactly what you're dealing with right now. To a T. And unbeknownst to me during that time, friends, I had no idea what was going on. But how many times I said on the show, I know we're up to something. I know we're up to something. In other words, I know that I'm being led because I am walking blindly right now in the dark, following the Christ. We walk by faith, not by sight. And we continuously follow him because he is the only one that can show us things to come. Unless we want to serve dumb idols, 1 Corinthians 12. Let me get back. You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and talk this one out. Stay online on social media platforms, friends. I'm going to play the rest of this video, and I got a couple more I need to get off before the end of the show so you can have this information just to show you how this is all coming full circle. But I want you to hear the rest of this woman's story. She's already said that she was the most dangerous woman alive in Australia. Okay. She also equated what was happening to her and her mother is exactly what Adolf Hitler did. It's exactly what they intend to do in America. Okay. They're going to create domestic insurrection. This is what the media and corrupt politicians have been led to do with a free hand because the people do not hold them accountable. They're creating domestic insurrection, and you go ahead and mark it, write it down right now. We will be hit from China, and we will be hit by Russia, who are all calling for a global order. And that all started in the People's White House. And how did that roll? It came out of World War II through the United Nations, and incrementally, folks, where are we headed? To a war. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Hang on. Okay, that ends my airtime on radio. Thank you for holding on. I want to go, and by the way, thank you for that phone call, and I don't know if My friend Don's going to hold on at BBS for me, but if we get any more phone calls, you can call in, because this is one of those topics that if you have an opinion that will add to what is going on or take away, please do. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Let's get back to this lady's story and then what took place with her. How the government demonized her, imprisoned her, accused her. She's just getting into it, folks.
So we were finally granted an exemption on compassionate grounds to return back to our own home in South Australia. I'll never forget the neon yellow sign as we entered South Australia saying, "Unvaccinated residents, no entry." Whilst the police vehicle said, "Keeping SA safe." How is sending two women back to a different state in pitch black with no accommodation booked safe? How is driving for 15 hours and being told that you must proceed to your home and not allowed to stop anywhere safe? How is driving in the torrential rain at 10 p.m. safe? And now the biggest question of all, how is taking an experimental death jab to return back to your homes as an Australian citizen safe? So you're probably wondering, what happened to this dangerous living woman? Well, upon returning back to Adelaide, for the next 2 weeks, I had police coming to our home almost every day. Sometimes three times a day.
The police were harassing her.
We were placed under indefinite home arrest.
The Gestapo.
And threatened on a daily basis for not agreeing to consent to any medical experiments.
Yep, that's right.
We had SA police jump over our 1.5 meter tall fence, threaten to shoot the dogs, peer through the bedroom windows, knock on all
this
the windows,
the
setting
the
dogs off.
This was the friends.
Endless calls from no caller IDs. SA police visiting my workplace and coercing staff to disclose private information about me. They even went to such great lengths as going to my Christmas party for work and advising the hotel staff to call them if I attended, and leaving call cards with the neighbours in the hope to arrest me. It's hard to believe that all of this happened in this day and age, in that space of 2 weeks. But, as we sadly know, history repeats itself. And boy, did the chilling effects of the plandemic remind us of what we truly stand for, what we value, and what we will not tolerate. On the 5th of December 2021, I was pulled over and arrested. I had five male police officers attend a crime scene and surround my car to intimidate and harass me. At this point, I still couldn't understand what crime I had committed. Where is the victim? Who did I harm? Where was the warrant for my arrest? And if there was no warrant, what indictable crime could I assist the police with? By the way, these are all legitimate questions to ask and demand to have answered if you are ever pulled up by the police. It turns out that the crime was committed against me.
That's right.
Because I was not able to get an answer to any of those questions.
That's right. Folks, it's important that you understand when this goes down again, the burden of proof is on them. They have no constitutional authority to do any of it. And we've been told this by federal and state judges throughout the land. That's all you have to do is read it for yourself. You can understand what I'm telling you, right? The burden of proof is on them. And when they don't have the burden of proof on them, they assume authority through totalitarian means. And then they start to dictate the lives of the people by force. We stepped into what you might call soft tyranny. Hey, folks, tyranny is tyranny. When we felt that soft tyranny over the last created crisis, it should have been a sign for the American people to, or a nudge to wake up and understand that this was all aimed at them. And we seen the political political theater they played. I played the video for you at the beginning of the show. All of these politicians that were getting busted on vacation telling you to stay home, telling you to do this, driving you by fear while they're on vacation, going behind hot mics and saying this is all political theater, going out and hanging out with their friends, having dinner, and thank God for people taking pictures like Whitmer and that of Newsom in both Michigan and California. Well, they're telling you to stay home. They're out partying it up with their friends. Oh, folks, that's the tip of the iceberg. Or they're out there playing golf. These are the useful idiots that shut down small businesses. Do you understand? Matter of fact, I just said this last night. There was a right off of Highway 55 and 494 in Minneapolis. We drove by this one particular place that used to have a private restaurant. It was a private business called Jake's. Super busy all of the time. When the crisis came in, he disappeared. And now guess what sets on his property where he used to be? Chick-fil-A. See, because people didn't want to realize or come to the realization that the governors were appointed to attack small businesses and drive all of that business that they now lost over to their corporate buddies. That's why the corporate stores remained open. 27% of their wealth increased worldwide. Because the American people didn't understand. It wasn't a virus that they were attacking. It was the people that they were attacking. And yet again, going back and listening to federal and state Supreme Court justices, they were telling you the same exact thing. And you know what was interesting about it simultaneously? The Supreme Court, we found out from Justine Whitmax, or I forgot her last name. She's a representative out of Arizona. We had her on the show, but when I was in Arizona preaching at the old Supreme Court building in Arizona, I was invited to come in and watch one of the senators who's a friend of ours. And as I was sitting there, Justine stood up and said, "Hey, listen, this needs to stop. We found out the Supreme Court was threatening attorneys across America and making sure that they didn't represent any, I want you to listen to this, that they were told not to represent anybody that was injured or murdered by the bioweapon. That came from the Supreme Court. Then they started to establish something called administrative law. That is unconstitutional. We had judges on the show that didn't even understand the difference, friends. That's how brainwashed they have been. And I don't think that they were ill-intended, but they didn't take the time to understand. They swore an oath to uphold the Constitution, not uphold what the corrupt on the Supreme Court have to say. Oh, folks, we could go through all this, only to find out that the hospitals are incentivized to admit people into the hospital, to get them into a bed, to get them on ventilators. They were incentivized to get them on remdesivir. The morticians were incentivized. Listen, the morticians were incentivized to equate their death, regardless of how they died, to COVID. And every step of the way, the American people seen they were lying, telling you that the hospitals were filled. And then all of a sudden we started seeing across the boards people showing pictures of local hospitals. And then all of a sudden big tech comes in and starts to censor those pictures. Why? Because there was nobody there. What were they doing? They were embellishing and bolstering the numbers of people that were supposedly getting sick and dying from this mysterious virus that didn't exist. My goodness, Americans. Anybody feeling ignorant yet? Anybody feeling like somebody pulled one over on them yet? Isn't that a call for repentance? My goodness, and the Lord told us to know the difference. I'm not telling you to repent. I'm telling you to repent for not knowing the difference, Americans. Especially those that profess to be something that they're not. I'm going to go ahead and take Sarah from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Sarah?
Hi, Bradley.
Hey.
I met you before in Brownton. It was great. Small showing, but it was wonderful because we got to visit. All I have to say is I've been researching things for years and so disappointed with all the lies. And I'm so thankful that I ran across you. I still have a tendency, anything I hear, to research to make sure it's factual, and you have been spot on.
Thank you.
in a time where you, in a time when you feel like you've lost it, which I felt very alone in learning everything, you just backed up everything I've learned for years, and I appreciate you. I've also, I think I told you this, converted to being a Christian.
Amen.
And so your ministry is wonderful.
Amen.
And I thank you for that. I thank you for your Sunday service, because I won't step foot into a brick and mortar building.
Amen. Amen.
Anyway,
I totally
so appreciate you.
Thank you, Sarah. I know exactly who you are. You're the lady with the rocker hair. I know exactly who you are. Thank you for the call. I wanted to highlight this, and I'm going to play one more video, and then we're going to be done here, folks, if you don't mind. This is an exclusive. This is from just 2 days ago, January 4th, 2025. Look at their resurrecting already. Catholic teacher fired, banned from profession for attending pro-family anti-COVID rallies. Have you, Americans, have you had enough yet? I can't answer that for you. How many people that are listening to me right now, probably every one of you, have lost somebody, not to what they call COVID, but to their bioweapons? And we were all warned about that. By the way, I want to show you this before I play this video for you in just a moment. But it was interesting, and I want you to hear my heart in this, okay? I want you to hear my heart in this. I'm not saying this to be cruel. I'm not trying to say it to be insensitive in any sense of the word. What I have to do is I have to share this really quick. And in the process of doing so, I want to pull it up for you so you can see it for yourself. Exactly to the degree that we are at and how ignorant and willfully ignorant people are concerning the issues that have taken their course. And I'm speaking in the past and in the present because this is the new thing. And I want you again, I want you to see this. I just shared it from my phone over to social media platforms. And I want you to, again, see this for yourself just to show you what these people are attempting to do. And I'm talking about those that took the shot. And I'm going to go, yeah, you know what's happening right now. My social media platform, it's spinning right now. Almost unprecedented, friends. Just to show you how this ministry is harassed constantly. I don't know if I told you, since we're off radio right now, I'm dealing with Rumble right now. I talked to the VP. On Friday, he was supposed to send me a link for Rumble support. He never did it. This is the sixth time I've had to reach out to them people. Big tech company is doing it again. So here, I'll just go ahead and do it this way. Hey, folks, I got them one way or another because I'm the guy that if they want to shut me down here, I'll go get a billboard. If they want to shut down my billboard, I'll go to the papers and I'll put an ad in the paper so people are aware. I am not going to sit down in the face of these devils. In any sense of the word, Jesus was made manifest to destroy the works of the devil, not to patty cake with them. Here, I'll just show it to you this way. You want to go ahead and play? We'll play. Okay? Yeah. No, oh, now my Rumble's freezing up. Oh, this is fantastic. I want you to see this for yourself. And what it is, it says, we have lost loved ones. We have been left disabled and even diagnosed with cancer after taking the COVID vaccine, but no one will take our heartbreaking experience seriously. Here, I don't know that you can see it, but I'll do my best to get, there you go. There you go. See that? I just want to make sure you can see it for yourself. Yeah. Okay. I want you to understand something. Again, I'm not trying to be cold, but I want to tell you that these people that are now feeling sorry for themselves, saying that, listen, we've been disabled. We've been diagnosed with cancer after taking the COVID vaccine. Then they say, this group of women, but no one will take our heartbreaking experiences seriously. Wait a second. Got a question for you. Call it what you will, but aren't you the same exact people that we tried to tell and warn Psalm 19:11 before you took it in the first place? So now you're playing the victim when in fact you rebelled against the commandment, you failed to listen to the preacher, now you're sitting in it, and now you want to play the victim. How does that work? Or should I say this? How's that working out for you? It's not working out for you, is it? No. It's not working out for him. And again, I don't mean to be cold or indifferent. I just don't mean to be that way. But I'll tell you what, when you try to warn people over and over and over again, and they refuse to listen to what you're trying to warn them of, hey, folks, they deserve exactly what they're going to get. It's like I tell you, how do you show mercy to a people that refuse mercy? How do you help a people that refuse to help themselves? That's what this is. That's exactly what this is. And these people are very frustrating. You know, I got to say this really quick again. My computer, it's interesting now that I'm hitting this issue. My Rumble on my end, I don't know if you guys are seeing this or not, but it's freezing up at times because of the videos that I'm showing you. Don't tell me that we're not being monitored because we are. I want to show you one more video and we're going to call it. This is a woman that was in one of the Holocaust concentration camps back in the 30s that's still around. She was just a little girl. She'll tell you the story. It's very short. It's only about 30 seconds long. I want you to listen carefully to the method that was used to throw the people into the concentration camps because it's exactly verbatim as to what they're doing today. Check this out.
3 and a half. When my family and I were evicted from our home and deported to a concentration camp. Fear of infectious epidemics was exactly what the Nazis used to demonize Jews as spreaders of disease.
Does that sound familiar, friends? Did you hear those corrupt politicians, those devils that were selling you out for a bribe that went under the table? When they stole your money and gave it to the big pharma companies that were selling you out? Isn't that what they're doing? They turned around and they started to accuse you, like Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci and others started to accuse you for not taking the vaccine as the cause for the virus. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. If your vaccine, as you call it, does what it says that you say it does, then you guys should be totally fine. You should be impervious. You shouldn't have to worry about anything. No, folks, they don't want... Listen, trying to reason with these devils is like trying to reason with a dead horse. Literally. They already know what their objective is. There's no reasoning with these people because they've cut their... They've seared their conscience with a hot iron. They've sold their souls for 30 pieces of silver, not realizing that just like the son of perdition, theirs is next. Okay? But I'm not done. I want you to listen to more of what she has to say. Who were those that were behind the fences? By the way, they were what we seen in Germany in the 30s. All that history was completely gutted. Okay? And what you also need to understand is you see none of what she's highlighting right now. That's why it's important that you pull the curtain back concerning the history of the Nazis. Because we are very interlinked with the Bushes. And through many of these agencies, the CIA, these other unconstitutional agencies, and how they're acting out by saying they're doing their job when they're not doing their job. Okay, you need to understand the brown shirts are in play today. Just like back then, trying to accuse people that didn't go along with it as being the problem. No, you know what the problem is. And see, that's all they can do is attempt to browbeat you because the law's not behind them. Read the Word of God in the Constitution. Let's listen to the rest of this.
Today, the unvaccinated are being accused of being spreaders of disease. Okay. I was only 3 and a half.
Okay, so you all seen this. She was one that was in one of these concentration camps.
They were kind of just in this.
Does that help anybody? Does that help any? I hope it does help you. Because, folks, it's exactly what they're going to try doing again. There's more, almost on a daily basis, there's more information coming out concerning who, in fact, Trump is appointing around him. They're all pro-Zionists. They feed on the Talmud. They are not the Israel of God. I'll say it again. The Israel of God does not attack the Israel of God. And we're also noticing that they're all accomplices concerning this pro-vaccination, as they've called it. And I showed you the piece, and I'll show it to you, and we're going to end with this, okay? And I'm just looking for it right now. Trump issued commendations to Operation Warp Speed members, including Fauci, including Birx. And now what you see today, friends, are all of those that were a part of it, that he's appointed to cabinets and agencies. They were all pro-vaccination. Rubio, Noam, the list goes on. And they've all been sold to you as the American people as the good guy. They are not the good guys. And their allegiance is not to you, America. It's to a foreign entity that's man-made, not God-made. Love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23 hours. Got a lot of information I need to kick off to you tomorrow. But you know what, folks? I've been doing this 7 days a week for a long, 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 long time. So I got to get a little word time in here. In the meantime, I will see you tomorrow. Love you.